strategic supply chain, supply, demand, and process risks. Here we discuss preventive, proactive, and contingent slash corrective, reactive examples of responses to risks in the categories of strategic supply chain, supply, demand, and process risks. It is important to prepare both types of responses when feasible. Responding to strategic supply chain risks. Often the best way to address risks to supply chain strategy is to focus on the fundamentals, for example, by developing better, more integrated products and communications in the first place. This may be done using Design for X or the many similar strategies discussed elsewhere in this learning system. Getting suppliers involved early or investing in information technology for better design, analysis, and visibility are other examples. Responding to supply risks. Exhibit 7-15 shows examples of preventive and contingent slash corrective action plans for selected supply risks. The particulars of the supply chain and business model will dictate what responses are useful. Note that many of the contingent slash corrective plans are more along the lines of traditional responses, while the preventive action plans are often more progressive. For manufacturers, a critical area for supply risk management is related to the cost, timing, and availability of raw materials, since these represent 50 to 70% of a manufacturing organization's cost of goods sold. To control cost, organizations need to carefully balance the number of suppliers in a given purchasing category. Consolidating to fewer suppliers may enable better pricing due to higher volume with those that remain. This is often quite beneficial for a category that has more suppliers than it needs. One risk of this method is that the remaining suppliers may not have sufficient capacity for peak demand. Going even farther and consolidating to just one supplier creates significant risk and provides a disincentive to use due diligence with that supplier due to overdependence. Finding just the right level of diversification is therefore a critical risk management principle for supply categories. When it comes to logistics-related risks, a common solution is to benchmark one's own logistics costs and risks to that of specialist 3PLs. After performing due diligences, if use of such providers lowers costs and risks, then it is generally a good way to transfer risk. Responding to demand risks. Exhibit 7-16 provides examples of preventive and contingent slash corrective action plans for demand-related risks. Unplanned customer promotions are a key source of demand risk because they can create demand spikes that then result in shortages of the supply chain, followed by overreactions in terms of excess safety stock. Improving communications may require extraordinary efforts to develop trust up and down the supply chain to enable information sharing. Collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR systems can help. As with supply management, if 3PLs can move freight to customers at a lower cost and with less risk, it is a good risk transfer given due diligence. Responding to process risks. Exhibit 7-17 provides examples of preventive and contingent slash corrective action plans for process-related risks. Process risks are usually internal risks without an easily developed response because they are systemic and difficult to change. It takes real change management. Often the culture becomes ready for such changes only after a serious failure. In the meantime, issues with poor processes reduce the supply chain team's ability and motivation to respond to other risks. Organizations need to resist the tendency to just select responses that are workarounds. These can compensate for chronic but low-impact risks, but this is a form of addressing the symptoms instead of the cause.